This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Golds. We've been studying Psalm 139 using the Focus and Amplify approach. We noticed the prayer at the close of the psalm expresses the focus, searched by God. Amplifying this focus, we looked at three attributes of God: omniscience, omnipresence, and omnipotence. Then we amplified the first two. Now let's turn to the attribute of omnipotence. God created us. He knit us together in our mother's womb. When contemplating his created being, the psalmist concluded, "I am fearfully and wonderfully made." When considering God's power, we usually think of its awesome magnitude, but his power is also seen in his ability to put together the unique intricacies of our nervous system, the capacity and flexibility of our brain, and the coordination and strength of our skeletal and muscular structure and function. It's also seen in how we began, with the sperm and egg coming together in conception and developing into all we are. Yes, we are fearfully and wonderfully created. All the days ordained for me were written in your book before one of them came to be. No wonder the psalmist said, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! Were I to count them, they would outnumber the grains of sand. When I awake, I am still with you." Understanding God as revealed in Psalm 139, it would be wise to pray, "Search me, O God, and know my heart. Test me, and know my anxious thoughts. See if there is any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting."